Okay, we now start the sixth parak of Masechet Zvachim. We finished Ezu Mekomen, and hopefully now when we say Ezu Mekomen every morning, it means a little bit more to us when we say it. And that we now realize that for all that we say that there's no machlokas in all of Ezu Mekomen, that's only in the Mishnayos, but there certainly is machlokas, and many of the things in the Mishnayos are subject to machlokas, like we pointed out from the Rishonim before. So now we start the sixth parak of Masechet Zvachim, Katche Katchim. So one of the rules that we learned is that Katche Katchim in the previous Masechta Nezum Mekomen is that Katche Katchim Shechitasun Batzafon. Katche Katchim always need to be shechted not just in the Azara, in the Tzafon Azara. Katchim Kalim, like a Karman Shlamim, for instance, could be shechted throughout the entire Azara and could be eaten even outside of the Azara. Katche Katchim have to be shechted only in the northern part of the Azara and could be eaten in the entire Azara. So Katche Katchim Sheshachtim Berosh HaMizbeach. What about Katche Katchim that you shecht on top of the Mizbeach? So we keep talking about different parts of the Azara, but the Mizbeach is in the Azara. It's a massive structure right in the middle of the Mizbeach. What if you shecht the animal on the Rosh HaMizbeach? So Rabbi Yossi Omar Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'tzafon. Rabbi Yossi says, that's as if you shechted it in the northern side of the Azara, shechting it on the Rosh HaMizbeach. Now that Lashon Ki'ilu is obviously going to be a very important Lashon, because where is the Mizbeach? Where exactly in the Azara is the Mizbeach? Manavshach. If it's on the northern side of the Azara, so then why is that Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'tzafon? It is Nishchetu B'tzafon. If it's not on the northern side of the Azara, it's on the southern side of the Azara, then why is it Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'tzafon? Why do we consider that to be the Tzafon? So the location of the Mizbeach is really the subject of today's daf. Where exactly is the Mizbeach that according to Rabbi Yossi, when you shecht on the top of the Mizbeach, it's ki'ilu it was nishchat b'tzafon. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this could get a little confusing also, the machlok is between two Rabbi Yossis, Rabbi Yossi Stam and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, mechati ha-mizbeach l'darom k'darom, mechati ha-mizbeach l'tzafon k'tzafon. That you split the Mizbeach in two equal parts, the northern half of the Mizbeach is considered to be the north, the southern half of the Mizbeach is considered to be the south, and therefore, if you shecht it in the northern half of the Mizbeach, then it's Nishchetu B'Tzafon, but not anywhere on the Rosh HaMizbeach. The rest of the Rosh HaMizbeach is not Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'Tzafon. So that is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Omer Ravasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ravas says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Hayer Rabbi Yossi, again Rabbi Yossi was the first Shita that said no matter where you are on top of the Mizbeach, it's all considered to be the Tzafon. So Rabbi Yossi held Kule Mizbeach but Tzafon Kai, that the entire Mizbeach actually was on the northern side of the Azara. So if the entire Mizbeach was on the northern side of the Azara, it makes a lot of sense that when you shecht on the top of the Mizbeach, it's Ki'ilu Nishchetu B'Tzafon, that it counts as the Tzafon. The only problem is what the word Ki'ilu is doing there. It shouldn't be Ki'ilu as if it's shechted B'Tzafon, it should be shechted B'Tzafon. So, my Ki'ilu, what is this Lashon of Ki'ilu? Ma'u detema, I might have thought, ba'inan al yerech v'leka, that you need to be by the bottom of the Mizbeach, al yerech ha-Mizbeach, which means that the bottom part, that you can't be on the top of the Mizbeach, and you don't have that, so Kamash Mulan therefore comes to tell me that it's okay. Even though you shechted it in the Tzafon, it's still going to be kosher. Is it kasher l'chachila, kasher b'diavad? Meaning, what are we saying? Are we saying kamash melon that it doesn't matter at all and it's totally fine and it doesn't make a difference? And al yerech, the top is also considered al yerech somehow, or kamash melon that even though that's a mitzvah l'chachila, I don't see it written twice and therefore it's not ma'akev, so it's a mitzvah l'chachila, but it's still going to be kasher if you shechted it on the top of the mizbeach. If you look at Tosos, top Tosos, Katche Katchim Sheshachtin Brosh HaMizbeach, Mita Oraisa Shochet L'Chadchila. On a Doraisa level, really, you could even shecht L'Chadchila on the Rosh HaMizbeach. Kedashin Muzavach L'Alav. V'Shema Hadanakat Yevid. Then the question becomes, when the Mishnah said this halacha, it spoke about if you shechted it Brosh HaMizbeach. If this were really a din l'chadchila, the Mishnah should have said, Mutter lishchot b'rosh ha-mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Mutter lishchot b'rosh ha-mizbeach. Right? Or Shchita b'rosh ha-mizbeach, Nechshav k'tzafon, or something like that. It should have said something like that. Why does it say, if you shechted on the Rosh HaMizbeach, okay, it's ki'ilu nishchetu b'tzafon. Makes it sound like very much a b'di'evet. So it also says maybe the fact that the Mishnah is written in a lashon b'di'evet is mitra rabbanon shel tarbitz kalalim. There must have been some sort of gezeira to not do it, to not shach the animal on the top of the mizbech, because it could lead to bizyonis. The animal is going to be marbitz galal, and the animal is going to defecate on the mizbech. Could be not so nice. So in order to avoid any such bizyon to the mizbech, they must have made a din d'rabbana not to shach the animal on the top of the mizbech. But midaraisa tells us holds even lechadchila. If I'm not mistaken, not everyone agrees to that. I didn't get the new Biurei Hadaf book, so I'm short on Rishonim today, so they didn't send it to me in the mail. But if I'm not mistaken, I think there are those that disagree with that. But anyway, that's the Shita of Tosfos, that Midah Raisa Tivim Mutu L'Chadchila, it's not just a B'di'evan. Fine, so now, if you look in Shittim Gubetzes Os Aleph, we're going to have to stick to Rishonim on the page. If you look in Shittim Gubetzes Os Aleph, so we said that you might have thought that you need Al Yerech, and this is not Al Yerech HaMizbeach, when you're on top of the Mizbeach, Kamash Milan. So says the Shittim Vim Tomar, Ve'ema Inachinami, meaning, what's the Kamash Milan? The Havamina sounded pretty good. The beperek beis davchavav muchach to be in on al yerech la'akev. We learned early in the mesechta that al yerech ha'mizbech is ma'akev. So who says that you could do it on top of the mizbech? What's the kamash milan that says that it doesn't really matter, that you don't really need al yerech ha'mizbech? So Shittim Gubetzes writes, Yesh lomar tahasam haynu le'inyan avir de tala v'shachat legabe hachi havi davka al yerech. Avalkan lav ba'avir shachit. When you're shachting in the air, you take a bird and you're holding the bird in your hand, and you shachit in the avir. So then in Echinami, you need al yerech. That's where we say al yerech is ma'akev. But when you're shachting on the mizbech, you're taking a big behemoth and you're shachting it on the mizbech. It's on the ground of the mizbech. So then the idea is that yerech is not. So the whole din of yerech is only when you shochet ba'avir. Ve'od yeshlomer da'achi kamar kamash milan da'al yerech mikri. Or maybe it's not saying we don't need al yerech hamizbech. We do need al yerech hamizbech. We're just expanding what al yerech hamizbech means, and we're saying al yerech hamizbech means if you're shachting on the ground of the mizbech, meaning on the top of the mizbech, but on it itself, without holding the animal up in the air, so that is called al yerech hamizbech. That actually is defined as al yerech hamizbech. Not just that it's not a requirement; it's that's the definition of al yerech hamizbech. So fine. So Rabbi Yochanan has this din that he understands that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire mizbech is in the north. The Gemara's initial assumption is, where does Rabbi Yochanan get the idea that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire mizbech is in the north? From our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah that if you shecht on the top of the mizbech, it's kili shecht at b'tzafon, must be that the entire mizbech is in the north. That's where we're assuming Rabbi Yochanan derived his understanding of Rabbi Yossi. So Amar le Rabbi Zeira le Rav Asi, so Rabbi Zeira said to Rav Asi, again Rav Asi was the one who said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the understanding of Rabbi Yossi. So he said to Rav Asi, Ela me'ata le Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda hachinami dechetzia b'tzafon dechetzia b'darom. So wait a second, if that's how Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan was medayek, that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire mizbeach was in the tzafon, was because Rabbi Yossi held in our Mishnah that you can shecht on the top of the mizbeach and it's ki'ilu nishchat b'tzafon. Well then he should have made the same diuk in Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said that half of the mizbeach is considered the tzafon, half is considered the darum. Must be that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is defining where the location of the mizbeach is, and he's saying that the location of the mizbeach is mamish right in the middle, that it's on the line, that it's 50-50, half in the northern side of the Azara, half in the southern side. So isn't that so is that going to be a raya that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds chetzio b'tzafon chetzio b'darom? And that's crazy. You can't say that. V'chitam hachinami. People say, well, why not? Why can't you say that? Maybe in fact Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds chetzio b'darom chetzio b'tzafon. Half of the mizbeach is in the south, half is in the north. No, you can't say that because v'ha'atu da'amrit mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan modi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda shim shachtan kenegdan b'karka psula. Because you're the one that said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is moda that if you shecht corresponding to the top of the mizbeach in the karka, that that's going to be puzzle, meaning even the half of the mizbeach that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda allows and counts as the tzafon, if you were to shecht on the karka across from that, connected that, and we're going to define exactly what that means, connected on bekarka. But if you shecht in the connected on bekarka of that area, that's going to be puzzle. Now, if that half of the mizbeach was mamish in the tzafon, and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda mamish holds half of the mizbeach was in the tzafon, half was in the darom, so why would it be that if you shecht connected on bekarka in the tzafon, it's going to be possible. What do you mean? That's the Tzafon. That's the northern side of the Azara. Adarabba. It's exactly where you're supposed to be shechting. So it can't be that that's what we're suggesting. Now, if you look at the Shidduch Metzos Oz Beis, so again, the Gemara had asked, if Rabbi Yochanan's entire diuk was from our Mishnah, then he should have been medayik that the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, is that half of the Mizbeach is in the north and half of the Mizbeach is in the south. If you look at the Shita, El Me'atah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Achinami, Dechetzi, B'tzafon, Va'atu, V'chulei, V'imtomar, V'tikshi, Dimkein, Havali, Lomar, Ki'ilu, B'tzafon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Kamal, Tanakama, Mishum, Mal, Detem, B'inal, Yerach, V'leka, right, Kamash, Milan. Why is the Lashon, the Shidduch Metzos notices something. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, it's ki'ilu neshkutu b'tzafon. That when you shecht in the north, on the top of the Mizbeach, it's as if you shecht it in the north. And why is it only as if you taka are in the north? No, we use the word as if for al yerech, because you might have thought that you need al yerech. Why then, if we're understanding Rabbi Yossi reviewed it the same way, that when he allows half of the Mizbech, it's because it's Ki'ilu, it's in the north, but it's Mamish in the north, and the word Ki'ilu would have been appropriate just to teach the Chiddush of Al-Yerech. Where did the word Ki'ilu go? Why is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda not have the word Ki'ilu? He should have had the word Ki'ilu also. If it's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is following the same basic premise as Rabbi Yossi, that whichever part of the Mizbeach is in the north, you're allowed to shecht on that part of the Mizbeach, so then he should have used the same Lashon as Rabbi Yossi, just on half of the Mizbeach rather than on the entire part of the Mizbeach, instead of saying that the entire Mizbeach is kosher, half of the Mizbeach is Ki'ilu, it's Bitzafon. Where did the word Ki'ilu go? All of a sudden the word Ki'ilu disappears when Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, presents his Shita. So says the Shita Mekubetzes, V'yesh lomer de'eno chinami, el samach ha'adu kamer tanakama kvar ki'ilu, ulefichach lo chash Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, lememar ki'ilu. Right, first pashut answer is that Tanakama already said ki'ilu. So we get the idea, we already see that that we're not so concerned about al yerech ha'mizbeach, so you don't need Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda to repeat it, meaning he's obviously working off of the same basic premise as the Tanakama. He just disagrees in the exact location. So instead of the Mizbeach being Kula B'Tzafon, he thinks the Mizbeach is Chatzi Chatzi, half in the Tzafon, half in the Darom. Va'on near Lamaram, did Dafka the Tanakama the Machshir B'Kule Mizbeach? Says, now maybe the din of Ki'ilu, this whole Chiddush of Al Yerech HaMizbeach, is Dafka by the Tanakama who says that the entire Mizbeach is kosher, Afilu Litzad Dorom, even the southern side, Afilu Litzad Akevesh, Shenikra Pnea Mizbeach, Shaykh L'Misni Ki'ilu, even right by the ramp, which is called the Pnea Mizbeach, then you could say Ki'ilu, Mishum De'enza Al Yerech, Al Osot Tzad Shabadorom. Because that's not called al yerech on that southern side. And still we're machshir because it's still in the northern half of the Azara. And that's why you could say ki'ilu. The Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Tam mechetzil tzafon k'tzafon, havade deba'osu chatzi nikri yerech. Demuchul kaban, tzadak kevesh havi pnei mizbeach, ulidach tzad mikri yerech. Meaning, the only part of the mizbeach that you can't call yerech is the part that has the ramp. So if you're machshir the entire Mizbeach, you're even being machshir the part that's right up against the ramp. So if you're being machshir that part, so that's where I would have a real hava, meaning that's not called al-yerech, because it's right next to the ramp. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, is not matir that part of the Mizbeach. He's only matir the northern half of the Mizbeach. So mainly there's no havamina that it shouldn't be called al-yerech, and that's why he doesn't need the word ki'ilu. It's just good. It's kitzafon. It counts as tzafon itself. It's considered to be the tzafon of the Azara. Anyway, the Gemara at this point, has thought that Rabbi Yochanan derived his understanding of Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah. The Gemara then asked, if Rabbi Yochanan derived his understanding of Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah, then he should have derived a similar understanding of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda requires half-half, requires it to be 50-50, and the kasha is, we know that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda does not place the Mizbeach 50-50, half in the north, half in the south. So says the Gemara, Amrlei hachi kama Rabbi Yochanan. Now, this is what Rabbi Yochanan is really saying. The source of Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yossi is the following. Shnei mikra echad darshu. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda darsh in the same pasuk. V'zavachta alav es olosecha ve'esh lamecha. That you should shecht on it the carbon olah and the carbon shlamim. Rabbi Yossi savar kula la'ola v'kula l'shlamim. So Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire mizbeach is kosher to shecht on it the ola and the shlamim. What's the difference in the ola and the shlamim? Ola is kachim, shlamim kachim kalim. So the shlamim could be shechted anywhere in the mizbeach. There's no limitations. The ola could only be shechted in the tzafon of the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, anywhere in the mizbeach is good for the shlamim. It's good for the ola too, meaning it's good for kachim kachim. Meaning that anywhere in the mizbeach is considered tzafon. The entire mizbeach is considered tzafon. Rabbi Yossi holds no. Chetzio la ola v'chetzio l'shlamim. When it tells you that you should shecht on the mizbeach the ola and the shlamim, it means half of the mizbeach is good for ola, the other half of the mizbeach is good for shlamim. Or I should say the other way. Well, yeah. Meaning the point is, really, shlamim could be shechted anywhere. Shlamim could be shechted in the entire azara, but half of the mizbeach you cannot shecht the ola on. That's only shlamim territory. These salkadaitach kula la ola, because Rabbi Yosef Rebbe has a very strong raya. He says if really you're allowed to shecht the ola anywhere in the mizbeach, kula la ola kasher, hashtag kula la ola kasher, kula shlamim mibayi. Why does the pasuk even need to tell me that you could shecht the shlamim there? Again, the shlamim you're allowed to shecht anywhere, including the tzafon. There's no reason to assume that the shlamim should be limited at all. So if you hold that the entire mizbeach is kosher for the carbon ola, so of course the entire mizbeach is kosher for the carbon shlamim. Why would the pasuk have to say it? So that's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's raya. V'idach, Rabbi Yossi would respond, no, it's tzrich. I still need the pasuk to tell me that you could shecht the shlamim on the entire mizbeach. Because salka dait the chamina oel hu de dachik le makom, avol shlam de lo dachik le makom emelo, kamash melan. I might have thought that dafka by an ola, where you're so limited in the space that you're allowed to shecht the carbon ola, and therefore sometimes there are going to be lots of carbon olas in the azar at the same time, and they're all going to be being shechted, and it's going to be the floor space is going to be all used up. So maybe that's where the Torah goes out of its way and says, okay, if the floor space is used up, you can go up the mizbeach and shecht it on the top of the mizbeach. That also counts as tzafon. But I would have thought that shlamim you never have such a heter, because the floor space of the mizbeach should be used up when it comes to carbon shlamim. Shlamim, you have so much more floor space. You have double the space to shecht it. So kamash malan, therefore comes to tell me that we don't have any such havamina, that havamina is incorrect. That we're allowed to shecht even carbon shlamim on the top of the mizbeach. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Gufa. So we said before the following line, and this is what we're going to try to figure out what the line means. Amar of Asi Amar B'Yochron, Modi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Shim Shachton Kenegdon B'Karka Psulas. The Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is Moda, that even on the part of the Mizbeach where you're allowed to Shecht on the top of the Mizbeach, if you're Shochit Keneged, corresponding to that part, on the ground, it's Pasul. Some of the Rabbachim are different to the Ravina. My Kenegdon B'Karka, what do the words mean? How do you touch the words? What does it mean, Kenegdon B'Karka? Corresponding to the part where you're allowed to shecht on top of the Mizbeach, but on the Karka, that's possible. What do those words mean? So the Gemara is going to suggest three possibilities. The third one is one we stick with. Possibility number one, Ilema Ama Yisod Ama Sovev. So if you want to say it means the Ama Yisod and the Ama Sovev, remember how the Mizbeach was shaped. It was like building blocks. The bottom one was one Ama high, 32 by 32. The next one was 30 by 30, and five Amos high, and then you had 28 by 28, three Amos high, and then you had the four Kronos of the Mizbeach. So that created almost like a step. So right off the bottom, one Ama off the floor, you have the Ama Yisod. You have an Ama that you could be on top of the Mizbeach, but on the Yisod, Soda Mizbeach, where you're only one Amma off the floor. And then five Ammas higher than that, you have the Amma Sovev, where when the coin would go up the ramp, there was a little side ramp that would go off the main ramp that would lead you to the Sovev, that would lead the coin to the Sovev. So maybe the Amma Yisod and Amma Sovev is what we mean by Kenegdon Bekarka, that even though you're allowed to shecht on the top of the Mizbeach, you can't shecht on the Amma Yisod or on the Amma Sovev. So says the Gemara, Haigufe Mizbeachu. What do you mean? That is the Mizbeach. That's not Kenegdon Bekarka. The Yisod and the Sovev are every bit a part of the Mizbeach, as much a part of the Mizbeach as the Yisod and the Sovev every bit as much part of the Mizbeach as the top of the Mizbeach is. So that's not called Kenegdon Bekarka. V'od my Kenegdon Bekarka. And furthermore, the words don't even make sense. Kenegdon Bekarka, what is that? How does that relate to the Ami Yisod and Ami Sovev? So it can't be that that's the Pshat. There is an interesting discussion in the Mikdash Tavid. The Mikdash Tavid, we've quoted a lot as one of the primary achronim on Masechet Zvachim, raised the following issue. We discussed not that long ago whether the Mizbeach structurally did not have a yesod on all four sides, or only on the southeast, you know, the southeast side in particular. It just hugged the south corner, the east corner, but not on the southeast, not on the southeast side, and didn't go around to that area. Or whether structurally it had a yesod all the way around, just halachically it didn't count as a yesod legabi zrikas hadam, but structurally it was a yesod. So ask the Mikdash David, if you say that structurally it had a yesod, it's just halachically it didn't count as a yesod, physically it was there, it just didn't count as a yesod, so then what would be the din if you shecht on that yesod? Is that considered shechita on the Mizbeach? Meaning, what's the din? Do we assume that when we say that it had a yesod, according to the shechita of Levi that we had earlier, that it has a yesod, it just didn't count halachically for the zrikos, is that dafka din in zrika, but the yesod is considered the Mizbeach for other halachas, like for shechita al Mizbeach? Or do we say that no, it's considered shechita al gabei karka? When you shecht on that yesod, that's shechita al gabei karka. That's not the yesod at all. That's just a bent ground. It's just it's uneven ground. That's the way we view it. It's physically uneven, but it's just the ground. It's not the mizbeach. It's like Rabbi Shechter used to say when we were learning Bishul B'Shabbos. He didn't like the. There's a big discussion in the Bir Halacha, Stir in the Bir Halacha, whether for keder al gabei kedera you could take an empty pan and turn it upside down and use that for your keder. So Shechter used to say he didn't like that. He used to say that it's just a bent blech. It's just a blech that has like a bump in it. That's not a kedera al gabei kedera. Okay, that's a, I think Rosham Zalman was making. But anyway, so it's just bent ground that we view that you sowed as if it's just bent out of place a little bit. Okay, that's the Shaila of the Mikdash Tav, an interesting discussion. Anyway, so the Gemara says it can't be that what kineged al gabei karka means on the yesod and the sovev. That wouldn't be, the words wouldn't fit for kineged al gabei karka. So says Gemara Vayit. There's a second possibility. Maybe they actually made tunnels underground, and we're talking about shechting in those tunnels under the mizbeach. That's what it means, kinegdan bekarka. Meaning, when you're on top of the mizbeach, that's where Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says the shechita but safan on this northern half of the mizbeach is kosher. But if you're in a tunnel under the mizbeach, even on the northern half, then the shechita is not going to be kosher. So that, maybe that's what it means. So v'chiyah gavna miyavi mizbeach, says the Gemara. Wait a second. Could you possibly build a mizbeach on top of an area where there are tunnels? V'atanya mizbeach adama ta'asali she'im chuber be'adama. The shechita that changes it to that it has to be mechubar to the adama. You can't build it on mechilos, nor can you build it like on stilts. You can't build it above ground either. It's got to be mamish on the ground. It can't be with mechilos underneath. Now there were certainly parts of the Beis Hamikdash that had mechilos underneath, the kotel tunnels, right? There were tunnels on that went underneath those areas, just not the makam hamizbeach. They didn't have a tunnel that went under the makam hamizbeach. That's what the Gemara says, according to one day in Rishonim at least, or maybe one day in the Gemara. I don't remember that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he knew that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed, he hid away the Aron in one of the deos is that he hid away the Aron on the Makom HaMikdash in one of the Mechilos underneath the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's actually there; it's just all the way underneath, which relates obviously a lot to the question of what exactly is Kadosh with Kedushas HaMikdash. Is the Kedushas HaMikdash surface or even all the way underneath? The idea that he hid it in the Mechilos makes it sound like that has part of the Kedusha. Otherwise, why didn't he just go hide it somewhere else? So it must be that it has some Kedusha. There's discussion in the Poskim. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva originally printed in one of the Torah Shebal Peh journals, but I think it's since made it into one of the editions of Yabia Omer, whether that's only true going down. What about going up? Does the Kedusha go all the way up? So, for instance, a person wants to take, and this is a Shaila, apparently it happens, a person wants to take a helicopter ride over the Har HaBayis. So is that, you have to go to the mikveh first, are you allowed to go over the areas where you're not allowed to go, where we're not allowed to, where Tamei Meis is not allowed to go? The Har HaBayis itself, the Tamei Meis, is allowed to go. It's one of the things Rabbi Tendler said in the question-answer session, that the halach is absolutely correct, that a Tamei Meis is allowed to go, Tumas Zav is not allowed to go. So people go to the mikveh and they're not tamei as a zav anymore, because zav could just go to the mikveh. So they go to the mikveh and then they go on to the Har HaBayis. The reason why people don't like going on the Har HaBayis is really because people are concerned that you're not going to know exactly where to go, and you might overstep from the Har HaBayis into the Makom HaZara, where if you're Tamei Meis, you're not allowed to be. That's the reason that there are people that are against it. There are spots that we know for sure. It's just a question of slippery slope kind of things. So that's that's why the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael sort of made this determination. Rav Shechter, interestingly, I'm way off topic now, but Rav Shechter, when I asked him about this, said, really, I hold it's 100% mutter, but I also hold that the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael have the right to Paskim in the Shiloh, not the Poskim in America. So the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael, all the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, for the most part, said that you shouldn't do it. I think they're wrong. I disagree with them, but I'm not going to do it because I think that it's there under their jurisdiction. Anyway, so so that's the Shiloh about where exactly does the Kedusha go? But this is one of the issues with the Mechilos. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So we're still looking for what does it mean kinegdan ala karka? What do the words mean when we say kinegdan bekarka? That even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudu says that you're allowed to shecht on the northern half of the mizbeach. Well, hold, you cannot shecht kinegdan bekarka. So it says more lo tzricha de batre bitzure. Now the case is where the mizbeach is batre bitzure. What does that mean? Says Rashi, im nimlach lekatzer es hamizbeach. If a person, nimlach is probably not the right word. What is the shidduchim? Let's change it to nimlachu. Okay, lekatzer es hamizbeach. They decide to make the mizbeach a little shorter. So the mizbeach is actually not where the mizbeach is fully supposed to be. It's open. Part of the northern side is open. V'shachat sham, and that's where you shecht psulos. It's possible. What in the world is Rashi saying? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden spells it out even further. It's like you think you know what Rashi's saying, but you don't want to believe it because it sounds so weird. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, no, you're not reading it wrong. That what Rashi's saying is as follows: Nir be'enai tzorach lomar shepiches midas orcho v'rach. Mizbeach is a square, a big square. You made it a small square. For whatever, can you imagine building the Mizbeach? You're building in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and they don't build it to specifications? I mean, that's a contractor that deserves to be fired. They don't build it to specifications. They build it smaller. Who needs such a big Mizbeach? So they build it smaller. And because they build it smaller, there are parts on the ground where really there's supposed to be a Mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah is saying. That even though if you shechted on the northern half of the Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach, it's kosher. If the Mizbeach was smaller than it was supposed to be, and there's ground where the Mizbeach is supposed to be, and you shecht on that ground, that's going to be pasul. That's what the case is. Okay. Amr Bizera, Efshar Isa, Lahad Rabbi Yochanan, Velotanina Labamasnisa, is it possible that there is this sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach was built in the north, and it doesn't appear anywhere in Mishnayis? So Nafak Dak Vyashkach, it's got to be in the Mishnah. There's such a chiddush. Where the Mizbeach is, got to be in the Mishnah somewhere. Ditnan, so we found the Mishnah, Mesechus Tamid, Biru Misham Atse Te'ina Yafim, they would find very nice fig wood, fig tree wood, to use for the Ma'arach HaShniyah Shal Ketores. Ma'arach HaShniyah Shal Ketores means the following. On top of the Mizbeach, there were three piles of wood, different kinds of wood. One pile of wood was the Ma'arach HaGedolah. The Ma'arach HaGedolah is where they would burn all the limbs and all the parts of the Karbanos. The Ma'arach HaShniyah Shal Ketores was the second pile of wood next to the Ma'arach HaGedolah. And this pile, you have to realize, the top of the Mizbeach was the size of a large room. It was, you're talking an area of 28 by 28 amos. So you're dealing with a 50-foot by 50-foot area. It's a large room. So they had fires going on in different spots. A lot of different things could be going on in one corner or the other corner. So there were three fires that were always, there were three piles of wood there. One was the Ma'arach HaGedolah, where they would burn all the limbs of the Karbanos. The second was the Ma'arach HaShniyah Shel Ketores. The purpose of Ma'arach HaShniyah Shel Ketores was not to actually burn anything on it while it was on the Mizbeach. It was to burn up wood until the wood turned to coal. They would then take that coal, bring it into the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, burn the Ketores using those coals. So that was the purpose of the Ma'arach HaShniyah Shel Ketores. And the third Ma'arach was just to have Esh Tamid Tukar al Mizbeach, that you need a constant fire, that the Mizbeach should never be without a fire. So that was just the constant fire. That was just the bonfire. They just kept on going all the time. So they would take this Atzei Te'ena for the Ma'arach HaShniyah Shel Ketores, Keneged Keren Ma'arav Estromis, on the southwestern side of the across from the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, Mashuch min HaKaren klapei Tzavon Arba Amos. It was just 4 amos to the north of the southwestern corner. This is important to remember. So picture this. The actual Marach HaShniyah Shel Ketores was way toward the south of the Mizbeach, just 4 amos from all the way to the south. The fact that it's the west is not going to bother us that much, but it's... Right, but it's way to the south, just 4 amos from all the way to the south. So ba'omed chamish se'in gechalim. How much would they have? This is not going to be so relevant to our discussion. They would have enough wood to make 5 sa' of coals. They needed to measure the wood, not by the wood, but by the amount of coals it can produce, because the coals are what they use to then go burn the kedores on the mizbeach apnimi. U'b'Shabbos ba'omed shmona se'in gechalim. And on Shabbos they would try to estimate that they should get 8 se'in of coal out of the wood, so they would need more. Because they needed more coals, because that they would also burn the 2 bezichei levona, the 2 spoons of levona spices, which went along with the lechem apanim. Right, and the lechem apanim wasn't just the 12 breads; it went along with 2 spoons of levona. So those 2 spoons of levona would be burnt on the mizbeach apnimi using these coals. So that was done on Shabbos, and you needed extra. So you need extra coals on Shabbos. So what's the simen that that they made this part for the Marach HaShniyah Shel Ketores in Dafka in this area? Who's the one that holds this way? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds that they Dafka had this part of the they Dafka had the Marach HaShniyah on this part of the Mizbeach, 4 amos from the southernmost edge of the Mizbeach. Titania, because we have a brisa as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer Zeh Simen Kolanitol Bifnim. Here's the simen that he would give, and the rest of the daf is really just figuring out what this means. Kolanitol Bifnim Li Nasin Bachutz Einu Nasin El Besamuch She'ein Lifnim. That whenever you have something that was coming from the inside that needs to be brought on the outside, you would bring it on the closest part of the outside that's right that to the inside, meaning you would bring it to the part that's right away beyond the inside. So if you have to take something from the inside to the outside, so you would take it to the right away as soon as you move from the inside to the outside, the closest part that you possibly could take it to. And anything that has to be taken from the outside and brought inside, you'd have to bring it right away to the closest part, that's not lefnim. So says the Gemara, okay, now that we have these two opposite teachings, we're learning that anything that you bring from the inside to the outside should be brought somewhere very close, and anything brought from the outside to the inside should be brought very close. So kalanitol lefnim linasim b'chutz meininu. So what does it mean, kalanitol lefnim linasim b'chutz? What are we talking about? What is it that you have starting on the inside that needs to be brought outside? Ilei mashirayim. If you're going to tell me we're talking about the Shirayim, the Shiri Adam of the Chatos HaPnimios are shechted inside, and the Dam has to be Nishbach. We said, we kept on saying, we learned many times already, on the outer Mizbeach, on the Yisod of the outer Mizbeach. So if that's what we're talking about, the stuff that comes from the inside to the outside is the Shiri Adam, Vedixiv Behu. I don't need any Simon or Rabbi Yossi to teach me that. State and Pasuk. El Yisod Mizbecha Ola Sher Pesach Ol Moed. You bring it to the Yisod of the Mizbecha Ola by the Pesach Ol Moed. So that's explicit. You don't need any fancy limud, any fancy language to teach me that. Vesu Kalanita B'chutz Linasin B'fnim Ainihu. And that also doesn't explain the flip side. It won't explain. There's no blood that's the chutz to lefnim. So what's that about? So if you want to tell me that that's gecholim shel yom kippurim, the coals of Yom Kippur, behediksiv behu, it says beferish by the coals of Yom Kippurim, v'lokach mla machta gach leyesh. This was the avodah kasher shebemikdash, the kohen to bring a shovel full of coals, carrying everything that he needed to be carrying at the same time with a heavy shovel full of coals, lefnim. That was not a pashut thing for him to do with the spices that he also needed to burn, and that not a pashut thing for him to do. That was avodah kasher shebemikdash. But anyway, it says that explicitly. So what does it mean? It says that explicitly. That it has to be brought right at the closest spot. We just quoted the pasuk mla machta gach leyesh. She's carrying a shovel full of coals. We didn't say anything beyond that. So the vechule is very important. Shidum Gwetzes points out, you have to read the rest of the pasuk. Me'al mizbech milifnei Hashem. Right? He says v'tevas v'gomer nimchak. You have to take away the word v'gomer, because over here that second part of the pasuk is too important for us to leave out. It doesn't really mean that it has to be erased. Very often when we have that when the Gemara doesn't need the second half of the pasuk, it very often just won't have the word begomer. It won't even mention that there's a second half to the pasuk. By putting the letters vav gimel vav there, it's telling me that the second half of the pasuk is something I got to read. So that's what you got to read, that it was dafka lefnim milfnei Hashem, which is the tzad pnim. So says the Gemara. So what does it mean? What is kolanita lefnim linasim bechutz? Kolanita bechutz linasim bechnim. What do these things mean? To be brought on the outside is the bezichei levona of the lechem apanim, right? The two spoons of levona for the lechem apanim, the gamri mishirayim, which we learn from shirayim that they are brought outside to be burnt. Hanital b'chutz linasim b'fnim, and when we say the nital b'chutz, that's not linasim b'fnim, that's referring to gecholim, the kol yom of the yama, the coals every day that they would bring from the marach hashniyah shel ketores, they would bring every day the gamri migecholim shel yom kippurim, that we learn from the gecholim of yom kippurim. So you have to bring it from the closest area. So Micah Savar. So what does he hold? What exactly? So now that we know that Rabbi Yossi has this simon, and he tells us that you have to bring the coals from the outside of Mizbeach to the inside, from the closest area, right? Now that we know that, so where exactly does he hold the Mizbeach is? That you're bringing it from the closest area. So Yikos Savar Kulim Mizbeach B'Darom Kai. If he holds the entire Mizbeach is in the Darom, meaning what we need Rabbi Yossi to hold is that these coals are already located directly connected to the Pesach HaHechel. So where's the Mizbeach exactly that the coals, the way they're situated on the Mizbeach, are directly connected to the Pesach HaHechel? What you need to keep in mind is, where did we say this Maroch HaShniyah was in Amud Aleph? We said it's on the southernmost end of the Mizbeach, just four amos removed from the southernmost part of the Mizbeach. So now, where does Rabbi Yossi hold that the Mizbeach is, that four amos from the southernmost end is connected the Pesach? So Yikasav Kulim Mizbeach B'Darum Kai, if he holds the entire Mizbeach is in the south, that means that even the northernmost end of the Mizbeach is in the southern half of the Azara. So think about that for a second. That means that four amos from the southernmost end of the Mizbeach is how far away from the midway point of the Azara? You're talking 28 amos away from the midway point of the Azara, because the Mizbeach is 32 amos. The northernmost side of the Mizbeach touched on the midway point of the Azara, because the whole Mizbeach is in the south. So this Marach HaShniyah Shel Ketores would have been very far from the center, which is where the door is, right? It would have been very far away. So Ika Savar Kulim Mizbeach B'Darum Kai, if he holds, this is just mathematics, you need the pictures, unless you're good at picturing things in your head. If you hold the entire Mizbeach is in the south, Esrim V'Sheva Bay L'Meisi, it should have been 27 amos away. Why 27 amos and not 28 amos? So if you look at... If you look at Rashi, Chav Zayin Amos by Lemesi, Velimshoch Mikarin Maravitz Dromus Ultsafon, Chutzla Osan Chav Zayin Amos, Sidor Amaracha, Sharia Pesach Be'emza Azarahaya, Va'asara Amos Rofo. The Pesach was in the middle of the Azara, and it was 10 Amos wide. V'chamesh B'tzafon V'hei B'darom. The doorway itself was 10 Amos wide. So half of the doorway was actually in the south. So half of the doorway is 5 amos that were in the south. V'kivan sham mizbeach b'darom, nimtza she'ein mimenu l'fnei ha-pesach ala hei amos. So you have only the northernmost 5 amos of the mizbeach were in the southern part of the Pesach. Right? So now we're corresponded to the Pesach. So what the Gemara is saying is, if Rabbi Yossi held that the entire Mizbeach was on the southern half of the Azara, then it shouldn't be 4 amos off the edge of the Mizbeach, off the southern edge of the Mizbeach. The Maracha should need to be 27 amos off the southern edge of the Mizbeach, which puts it within 5 amos to the other end of the Mizbeach, which means you're still across from the Heichal, from the Pesach Heichal. Because again, the Pesach Heichal is 10 amos. We're assuming right now that if the Mizbeach was totally in the south, it means that the Mizbeach started 5 amos halfway through the doorway. So you only have 5 amos of doorway that's across from the Mizbeach. You need the Maracha there in one of those 5 amos. So at the very least, it needs to be 27 amos away from the southern end of the Mizbeach. Vine Maksavar Kadusha Sechel Vulam Khadihi, and even if you want to say the Kadusha Sechel and the Ulam is one Kadusha, and therefore the doorway is really 20 amos, so Asim Vitati by Mesi. So if the doorway is 20 amos, still you need to be 22 amos away from the southern side of the Mizbeach. So good, you bought yourself another 5 amos of the Mizbeach. That's only another 5. We said the Maracha was 4 amos from the southern part of the Mizbeach, now it's got to be 22 amos. Now, if Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach is actually half in the the south, half in the north. Chatsri by Lemesi, right? It wasn't all in the north. It was half in the south, half in the north. Still, you would need it to be 11 amos off of the southern edge of the Mizbeach in order for it to be connected to Pesach. And even if you hold that the doorway itself was 20 amos wide, and you had half of the Mizbeach in the south, half in the north, still shis by Lemesi. It still needs to be 6 amos away from the edge, and not 4. So we're getting closer, but we're not there yet. It must be that Rabbi Yossi held the entire Mizbeach is in the north. Vahani arba amos. Why then are you 4 amos off of the edge? Why don't you just put it on the edge of the Mizbeach if the entire Mizbeach was in the north? No, the 4 amos are Ami Yesod, Ami Sovev, Ami Makom Kranos, Ami Makom Ragle Kohanim. 4 amos count from the bottom of the base, but you're on top of the Mizbeach. So you got to go in 1 amma for the base, another amma for the Sovev, another amma for the Kranos, and then you got to leave room for the Kohanim to walk around. So another amma. That's why you're 4 amos. And if you would have gone any further, then you wouldn't be by the Pesach anymore. So that's Dafka where they would keep it 4 amos off the end. Maybe this is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mizbeach was right in the middle of the Azara, and it was 32 amos. 10 amos across from the of it were connected the Pesach of the Hechel, which meant another 11 amos to the east and another 11 amos to the west beyond the Pesach Hechel. So the Mizbeach was directly across from the Hechel. Sof Rabbi Yehuda, but even if you want to say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, Chad Srei by Lemesei, it would still need to be 11 amos off of the southern edge in order to be connected the Hechel. And even if you want to say that you had a 20 amos Pesach, you still need to be 6 amos off the edge. So it says the Gemara, Mi Sabret Hani Arba Amos, Bahadi Ami Yisod Va'Ami Soviv, Arba Amos Barbe Ami Yisod Va'Ami Soviv. When we say that you got to be 4 amos off the southern edge, we mean 4 amos off the southern edge of the very top of the Mizbeach, which was 6 amos away from the edge of the bottom of the Mizbeach. So it is exactly 6 amos. That's exactly where it's supposed to be. So maybe we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you have no proof as to what Rabbi Yossi holds about the Mizbeach. So it says where the Mizbeach is. V'nukmak Rabbi Yossi Kumutza. Why don't we say that that's going like Rabbi Yossi also? And Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mamish right in the middle, and we don't have to say Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is in the Tzafon. The same part you just said in Rabbi Yehuda, why don't you say in Rabbi Yossi? Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Shamanu Le'Mamutza Behedya. No, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mizbeach was mamish in the middle. So we'd rather say that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mizbeach was all the way to the north. Rabbi Yehuda, we know he holds that the Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azara.